And while the turkey is in the oven, there may be a parade on in the background, perhaps a football game or just straight up cheese.
She has to save the store. He just might win her heart. Want the perfect Christmas cookie?
Why don't you let me help you out?
You would teach me.
The best ingredient is love.
This holiday.
What if En Vogue got back together to do a Christmas show to save the Opera House?
Saving the day, trees, cookies, love. They're all staples of the holiday TV movie, typically a light romance wrapped in lots of Christmas cheer. They may not be award winners, but our pop culture blogger Linda Holmes says they've got an audience that shows up every year with bells on. Hey there, Linda.
Hello, Audie.
So those TV promos we just played, what movies were they from?
Those were clips from Hallmark's Hats Off to Christmas, which takes place in a year-round small-town Christmas hat store,
okay,
logically enough. A Cookie Cutter Christmas, which is about a cookie baking competition, and Lifetime's An En Vogue Christmas.
Unless people think we are not fans, we are here to say that you actually watch these movies, right?
Oh, absolutely. They carry these on a few cable networks. The Hallmark Channel alone is making 12 new ones this year.
Whoa.
I will eventually wind up seeing all of them.
Oh, my gosh.
And it is not just me, though. Hallmark announced the other day that they have been the most watched network among women 25 to 54, that includes me,
mm-hmm.
For the last 4 weekends in a row. And they show these round the clock.
All right. So let's play a clip from another one of these movies. This is from The Tree That Saved Christmas.
Well, I have no idea what it means, but in a city of 19 million people, this tree found me.
This is real life, sis. It's not one of your short stories.
I've got to go.
What was that tone in your voice? What are you going to do?
All right. Call the Emmys. Make the call now.
Yeah. So according to the synopsis of The Tree That Saved Christmas, airing on Up TV on Sunday, the woman in that clip plays...
Do we need a synopsis with a name like The Tree That Saved Christmas?
You might think you don't, but I'm telling you, you do. The woman in this clip, who is played by Lacey Chabert, who you might remember from Mean Girls or Party of Five,
of course,
has to save the family Christmas tree farm from foreclosure by the bank and is helped when she discovers that her Christmas tree is a tree that she rescued from destruction when it was a tiny sapling.
You're saying this is a political film, is what
yeah,
you're telling
exactly.
me. Socioeconomic
well,
message
these,
here.
These are always pro-small business, anti-corporate movies. Frequently the man is some terrible corporate dude who comes to town and wants to ruin the Thanksgiving Day parade or close down the year-round Christmas hat store.
Okay, so are any of the other networks trying to get in on this?
Well, some of the other basic cable networks do them. Hallmark is definitely the big one. Then you have Up TV, and also Lifetime does these as well.
Okay. You mentioned Lifetime doing these, but do they actually have any new Christmas movies?
They do. We heard the clip at the top from An En Vogue Christmas, which is a fictional movie in which at least a version of the 90s group reunites for a benefit performance to save an endangered opera house.
It's meta.
Well, and by the way, that is also pretty much the plot of Break Into Electric Boogaloo, if you happen to remember the 80s as well as the 90s. So this is a classic plot line. They discover that their reunion is the most popular thing in the entire world, and they get that news from, you know, some of their pals.
Your fans, they want this concert. And deep down, I think you want it too.
There you go.
Love En Vogue, but seriously, like, what is the appeal here?
Yeah, well, if you set up a scale where, you know, provocative art is a 1 and escapism is a 10,
yeah,
these movies are like a 14, 14 and a half. Holiday time can actually be a little bit fraught for people and a little stressful. You know, you want something uncomplicated, and sometimes saving the Christmas tree farm from foreclosure is a pretty good option.
All right, Linda. Well, I am, as always, jealous of your job. Linda Holmes, she writes about pop culture for the NPR blog Monkey See. Thanks so much.
Thank you.